So Sue Veal lives in Rochester, New Hampshire.
My home is a double-wide 2003 home. It has skylights throughout. It's got a nice open floor plan. Anyone walking into my house would probably not realize it's a mobile home. It's just a house.
She spent about $120,000. She sold her previous house and decided this would be a good investment, a good place to ride out her retirement. But rent prices have risen 50% since she moved in 6 years ago. And she's saying that a lot of her neighbors are feeling the pinch as well.
That's economics reporter Abba Baturai. And she says that Sue's story is part of a growing trend across the U.S. for people living in mobile homes. Rising prices with nowhere to go.
She isn't sure what to do. She can cover rent right now, but she isn't sure how much longer that's going to be sustainable. And all around her, people are starting to put their mobile homes up for sale.
Some of my neighbors are very, very upset and worried because their limited income is running out. And I feel emotionally upset when I think about what my next step needs to be, might need to be, whether I can afford to live here next year or the year after.
Today, we're talking to Abba about how rising prices at mobile home parks could destabilize the whole housing market. Then, later in the show, we'll hear about how school heat days are a thing, and kids are missing out on school because of climate change.
I've been writing a lot about rising apartment rents, and, you know, we're seeing increases of 20, 30, 40% over the last year throughout the country. And so that got me thinking about sort of what the end result is. Where are all of these people going to go? And the option that I kept hearing from a lot of renters who were being priced out of their apartments and their houses was that they were going to consider mobile homes. So then I decided to look at the mobile home market, and sure enough, it's under a ton of strain because there is so much demand. And at the same time, there are very limited options. There aren't many mobile home parks, sort of, especially in city centers and suburban areas. They tend to be in more rural parts of town. And there's a very limited supply of land that can house these homes.
Could you describe a little bit of how mobile home ownership actually works?
For the majority of mobile home residents, they own the actual mobile home that they live in. They usually pay for it in all cash, or you can get a loan. They typically don't qualify for mortgages, and so they're taking out chattel loans that are more similar to what you might get to buy a car.